For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This Friday night, we got a pub crawl, Heroes versus Villains.
Yes.
We'll be in downtown St. Petersburg. Starting early, right? Anybody know what time it starts? I know my plan is to not go home after work. I'm going to the hotel, get
a
little nappy nap. Yeah. I got to tell you, normally I'd be like, get out. You're not it. But you've been, after this weekend, you're on my best friend list. Starts at 8.
8 p.m., yes. Yeah.
We're going to be at $5, Del Mar, Crowley's, Pelican Pub, Mastery's, Ruby's. And we ended up at the Ringside Cafe with our band Pitbull Toddler performing live. It all goes down this Friday night, the Superhero Bar Crawl. Heroes versus Villains. Come dressed as your favorite. Got an elaborate, or just wear a goddamn hat. Whatever. Just come out there and be ready to have fun. We did the golf pub crawl. I don't even like golf. And those people came out with their little Payne Stewart pants on and their hats and their clubs. That was fun. It makes the pub crawls a little bit more exciting.
Dressing up.
Yeah, we got prizes that we're giving away for best male and female heroes and villains. So
can I win?
No. Oh. You're not good looking enough. That is all going down this Friday night, downtown St. Petersburg. Carmen called me on Saturday. She and a girl that I know kind of became friends. Where did you guys meet? At the getaway?
Yeah. She lives like right around the corner. Mm-hmm. So that's like her main spot.
So they become friends and she texts me and says, guess who just became part of the Drunky Drunk Girl parties? And I go, okay, good for you. It's perfect. Blah, blah, blah. And then they're together on Saturday. So first you guys called me from the cab. Right?
Yeah.
Where were you coming from?
So we were downtown St. Pete at the Green Brewery.
Okay.
And there was like a live band, and so we just had a couple beers, and then we went to go get...
Well, I was on my couch watching TV, getting ready to go to bed just because I was tired and bored.
Yeah.
And these two call me from a cab.
Well, we were in her friend's
Uber,
car.
Whatever.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
they're in the back seat. And I'm talking to the two of them, and they're drunk, and they're fun, and the idea of the two of you together is just insane. And I don't know where they're going next. But then the next call that I get, this chick is face down on a tattoo table,
mm-hmm.
and she is getting matching butthole tattoos with Carmen.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a fast friendship.
Yeah. Like
besties.
Like Pete and I have been best friends for 20 years. We don't have magic tattoos.
No.
We don't have one of those charms that break in half that say buffra and S end. We don't have any of that stuff. We don't have bracelets with matching charms, no toe rings, none of that stuff. And yet Carmen and this girl have matching butthole tattoos. Now, Carmen, your name is not there, right?
Maybe. No.
Yeah, because when I got the picture of the butthole,
yeah,
it had the little heart, and then it said Carmen underneath. But I was like, yeah, I could tell it was written in marker.
Can we judge? Can you show us the picture?
I'm not going to show it to you. I don't want to be involved.
Oh, so everything else, I can see your brother's hairline, but I can't get to see it.
It's a big difference between my brother's hairline.
Similar hair, though.
Yeah,
similar hair.
Nope, not true.
Carmen, can I tell you, though? First of all, you're a trooper for sending me that picture.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, don't worry. I got more pictures.
Okay.
But the one that you sent me
mm-hmm.
showed everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I couldn't sleep that night.
Wow. So is this girl like a recovering alcoholic?
Nope.
And now she's off the wagon?
Still an alcoholic, I think. Yeah, no.
No. She's like me.
She's fun.
She's up for anything. She just wants to have a good time. And like we were out that night just having fun.
Yep.
And she was just like, you know what? I can tell we're going to be best friends forever. I'm going to get a matching tattoo. And I was like, no, you won't. And of course, she was like, oh, I will. And I was like, all right, let's do it. So then after that, we were just egging it on.
Oh, I can't wait to drink. Every time we drink now, I'm going to convince her to get a tattoo.
My God. Yeah, what's a tattoo like that cost?
I don't know
what I would have paid for it.
It was free. The guy will just do it for free right there.
Well, yeah, it's Dino. Like, so the tattoo artist, his name's Dino, and he actually pierced my sister's nipples.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Keep it in the family.
Yeah, mm-hmm. When she was down here, she came down for my birthday,
yep.
And I just got my tattoo in my ear, and I needed to get it pierced. And we were down on the beach, and she was like, hey, I want to get my nipples redone. Let's go, you know, sister bonding time. Let's go get stuff, holes in our bodies.
Can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah.
Dear Lord.
Yeah, right?
Please don't make my daughter be like this when she gets older. Please teach me what I need to do in order to keep my daughter to be anything but
hugs,
like
man.
This.
Yeah. Just hug her.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a hugger.
Hard. Don't let go.
I love you. I say I love you every day. Yeah. I tell her she's beautiful.
Mommy, is this your best friend that you got butthole tattoos with? Yeah.
Basically, all you have to do is the exact opposite of what my father did. Don't call
right.
her. Yeah. Just
let her date black guys.
Nope. Be there for her. Don't push her in sports. Mm-hmm. And don't call her fat.
Oh, my God. Your father called you fat?
I mean, he's like you. He's very honest. He let
I
me know.
I never oh. call you fat.
Oh, boy.
I meant my daughter. I'll never call my daughter
yeah.
fat.
Move back yeah. for the light.
Just call her pretty.
I called my son fat the other day.
Oh, yeah? How'd he take it?
See?
My son has got a, like, he's got... He's skinny and he's got like a duck's ass, like a duck.
Right.
My wife's constantly like, he's got the best ass.
What?
And he's got a. I'm saying she's jealous of his ass.
Right.
What? No, that's still not okay.
Sister's nipple piercing and yeah. this. Wow. Spanish, do you have sex with your brother? Do you want to just tell us right now?
But the other day, he came in with his shirt off, and I went over and I grabbed it. I grabbed his belly and I go, "What do you got going here? What do you got brewing here?" And he just laughs at it. Yeah, but I'd never do that to my daughter. That crushes yeah. girls.
No, listen, I was an athlete, and my dad, like, when I was in gymnastics, and then when I stopped, he, like, made the rule, you either have to play a sport or get a job.
Oh,
so
man.
I was a three-sport athlete.
And three-input girl, three-sport athlete.
Yeah, and he was just, like, he wanted me to be the best. But I broke records, and I went to college to mm-hmm. play basketball, you know what I mean? So it worked, but at the same time.
You know, I think I've said this before, but I've never met your father. I've seen pictures of him.
Yeah.
And in my head, your father is that guy from Cleveland that had the girls trapped in the basement. They're the same guy. Yeah.
No.
Carmen, listen to me. That's what I expect you to hear.
He doesn't have an accent.
He does. He does.
He doesn't have an accent.
Is he Mexican?
He's half.
Oh, okay. No, Carmen, you got to play sports.
This ain't gorda. You'll get too big, no. too grande mas.
He just, you know, he was an athlete himself. He played for the junior Red Wings. What? He was, like, really good at hockey,
mm-hmm.
and he missed his opportunity, and he never got a boy, and I was the last child, so I was the boy.
Yeah.
And that's the way he treated me, so that's why I'm a little...
Listen, lesbian. You need to work.
Trust me, he'd much rather have me be a lesbian than date black guys.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. But he's okay. Listen, we talked about it. He's okay. I'm okay. He's my father.
Hijo negro.
Nope. Never said that. Never said that.
Anyway, so Carmen has a best friend with a matching butthole tattoo.
That's my best friend. That's my best friend.
And so you just met this girl?
Like 2 days ago.
2 days
Seriously.
Ago.
Like basically.
You've met her before.
Yeah.
I already know who it is. You don't even have to tell me, and I already know who it is.
No, you don't know who it is.
Yeah, I do. What?
Write it down.
What is her name?
I don't know.
Because, like, she comes, like, and the thing was, like, we were actually with one of the guys that I work with.
No.
At the getaway. And that was, like, the first time I've ever hung out with anyone that I work with.
Break him in strong,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah. And he, like, he's all tatted, you know what I mean? And she's all tatted. So it's not like this was, like, her first tattoo or anything like that, but it was
girls and guys are so different. Girls can walk up to girls, grab their boobs, grab their ass. Guys can never, and you'll never hear a guy going, "You got a butthole tattoo? I want a butthole tattoo. Yeah. Look at my butthole tattoo.
Is it a heart? I want a heart."
Where have I met her before?
But the
gigs.
Yeah. But the best thing is, so she got it, and of course we had to, I had to show mine. So
to her specifically?
Well, I mean, to the tattoo artist and her, so they
can copy it.
So they can match it.
Now you're saying it's a heart. I don't understand.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna have to see it.
What? Yeah. And so I had to show him. But the best part is she got it on the opposite cheek.
BFF.
Yeah. Right. So that way we're
when you touch each other,
we can put it together.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And but I actually got to tattoo some of it.
I want to get through it. I want to get an arrow and put it through both her hearts.
Yeah.
It'll be entertaining for the next gangbang you guys are in.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.